I'm Adrian Hill in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The state of Georgia hearts video game makers. Lawmakers just passed a bill that'll renew tax credits for video game companies there. But it's not the only reason game developers are moving south. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Asante Bradford promotes video game development for Georgia. 8 years ago, he says, there were only about 6 gaming companies in all of Metro Atlanta. Now, there are more than 70.
Every time we put together a list, it changes that quick. So,
Bradford says that's because there are more gaming conventions being held in Atlanta, giving the city more exposure. And there's a lot of local talent. The Savannah College of Art and Design and Georgia Tech are ranked among the top schools for game design. Nikhil Deshpande teaches game development at SCAD in Atlanta. He says alumni of these schools are the ones who help create a strong network in the city.
Retaining talent has been really good, and that has also helped the overall, you know, kind of gaming landscape here.
So when it comes time to finding a job, it's not that hard, he says. Take Hi-Rez Studios, an online game developer in the Atlanta area. It recently announced it's adding 50 new jobs. This will help it push out a new mythology-themed video game, Smite, on a new platform, Xbox One, and in a new market, China. They're also building the state's first esports studio. It's a place where people can watch others play video games. Todd Harris is chief operating officer with Hi-Rez.
People play video games, but over the last 2 years, it's actually become quite popular for people to spectate video games.
Welcome, Smite fans, to the World Championship Grand Finals!
He says it helps that Georgia's popular film tax credit, one of the most generous in the country, extends to digital entertainment. And living in bigger markets like San Francisco and Los Angeles is becoming more difficult.
Georgia's low cost of living has been very effective in recruiting experienced game developers. And then you combine that with really, really strong entry-level talent out of our universities and technical colleges.
The average starting salary at his company is about $58,000, in line with the national average. In Atlanta, I'm Tasneem Shama for Marketplace.